Hello, Audioboom fans. All one word here. Well, no, obviously it's not all one word. Sorry about your luck. It happens to be your friendly neighborhood Gwen Tlian. And I am in a funny mood. Anyhow, you know you've been listening to too much Audioboom when ... you start dreaming about the people you're listening to. That is exactly what has been happening to me. Last night, I had the third dream in the space of a few weeks about somebody from my followers list on Audioboom. The first dream I had was about Melanie Akpotu. I had gone, for some reason, to visit her house in Orpington, which is a lovely idea, but something I will probably never get a chance to do because I can't fly. I have ear problems that prevent me from taking a plane anywhere. But yes, I went to visit her in Orpington, and I don't think her sons were there, but Obi, her husband, certainly was. And he was very cheerful and pleasant, as he often is. Most of the time, in fact, he seems to be anyway. And he said, "Happy afternoon to you." Anyhow, Melanie made me a cup of tea very kindly and then introduced me to some of her animals. I think the evils were away hunting something, but I was certainly introduced to Pinky, the lovely, adorable cat, and to Lammy and Nile. And possibly Chief Wackaboo-Boo as well. For those who don't know, she has four cats. Wackaboo-Boo, Chantel, Candice, who are the two evils, and Pinky. But anyhow, this is not supposed to be a boo about Melanie, lovely as she is. I can't recall what else happened in the dream. I think we went for a walk with Nile or something, and it was a really sunny day. The second dream I had was I was at a restaurant, probably a cafe actually, with just Melanie and Nama, Calmwater 73. And I don't really recall much about that, except that I think I got fish and chips. Good grief. It's just like me to remember what kind of food I had in a dream, honestly. Anyhow, last night I had the third dream in the series, but this one was not about Melanie. It was about Sam Edmonds, otherwise known as Dreamcatcher SJE, and Kate, otherwise known as Spinner Girl. I went to visit them in Leominster, or Leominster, as Jaws, my screen reader, likes to say. Here's a brief digression, and then I will get back to the main point again. There's a guy in The Stand by Stephen King with the last name Leominster, and that's how the narrator of the book, Grover Gardner, pronounced it. And when I read the book, I kept saying, when I came across that name, "You should say Leominster!" But actually, given that the book is American, they probably would have used that pronunciation of Leominster. Anyhow, as regards last night's dream, yes, I dreamed I went to Leominster to visit Sam and Kate, and stupidly, I would never do this in real life, I brought a cat with me. It's really silly because A, I don't own a cat, much as I would like to, and B, I can't imagine actually bringing a pet with me to a different country, unless it was a guide dog, in which case that would be perfectly acceptable. So yeah, I had this cat with me in a carrier, and when I got into Sam and Kate's house, the cat got out, which was, did not bode well, because Kendra, one of the parrots in that house, was also out. And of course the cat went straight for the parrot, and poor Kendra had to fly away squawking. And then I had to try to salvage the situation by rescuing my errant cat. It was so stupid. Anyhow, then Sam said, "Oh, I'm really sorry, Shannon. I'd love to make you a cup of tea, but I can't because we've just run out of milk." But I said, "Oh, that's okay. I just passed the local shop on the way here. I'll go back and get some." And she said, "Oh, that would be great." Or no, she said, "That would be fab." That's right, because that's an expression she often uses. Now, here is where the dream gets really stupid and sort of confuzzled. I just finished The Stand last night, so I guess my subconscious was still sort of thinking about The Stand and on a stand kick, as opposed to a kickstand. Ha ha. Oh yes, I just have Wildian wit, don't I now? Oh dear. Anyway, so when I went out the door of Sam's house, this guy grabbed me and said, "I'm Harold Blotter, I'm going to kill you now." Harold Blotter being a character from The Stand. And I said, "Well, no, you're not. I'm not going to let you." And I poked him with my cane, and then he turned into a bear. And after that, the dream was interrupted because I got a knock on my door. Actually, because the dream was early this morning rather than last night, and my superintendent knocked on the door to ask if I would mind if she brought some people around to see the apartment later. So I have no idea what would have happened if my superintendent had not knocked on the door at that point. But yes, you know you've been listening to too much Audio Boo when... And you know you've been listening to too much Stephen King when you start having these strange dreams. Anyhow. Blah, 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 blah. That's all, folks.